We're going to take a look, hopefully, time permitting, at 8 title insurance-related cases. I've got a smattering of owner's cases, loan policy cases, escrow cases that go back to 2014. I'm going from 2014 forward. At the request of the Planning Committee, much to my chagrin, I'm starting with the DoubleTree case, DoubleTree versus Lawyers Title Insurance Corporation. DoubleTree was an interesting case. A developer acquired some property up outside of Dallas on Lake Louisville. It was waterfront property. They were going to develop a retirement center. Being waterfront property on a lake, it was encumbered by a flowage easement, which allowed the U.S. government to flood the property in connection with the maintenance and operation of Lake Louisville. They had a survey. Survey showed the, quote, on the survey, approximate location of the boundary of the flowage easement. The flowage easement was not based upon a legal description, as you would find in many easements or conveyancing instruments, but was based upon an elevation level, and it was it gave them the right to flood up to the 537-foot elevation level. The good surveyor utilized federal flood maps to determine the elevation level as opposed to publicly available contour maps, which would have given a more accurate description of the approximate location of the contour line and therefore the approximate location of the boundary of the flowage easement.